Welcome back to the Sharon Fitzmaurice podcast and episode 98 today. And my guest is Ryan MacDaid. So Ryan grew up in a small rural town in Ireland, feeling insecure and caring what others thought of him, unsure how to love himself and being part of generational trauma. It put Ryan on a path of seeking external validation. He found success in business, only to realize he was poor and still unable to find happiness. And this sent Ryan on an internal journey, and it led him to connecting with his true self. He found peace, joy, happiness, direction, and love, something that was and is always there. Ryan, you're very welcome.
Thank you for having me, Sharon.
Delighted to have you on. So I have known Ryan for, I'll let him think how many years it is, because I'm never quite sure. Time to me is just infinite and I don't even think about it. But I've known Ryan for a good few years, and I'm going to let him tell you in his own words how we know each other and why we know each other and why we still feel very connected. And I felt very strongly about having Ryan on the podcast, as he has brought out something really amazing that part of his internal journey has led him on. So, Ryan, would you like to tell our listeners how we're connected and why we're connected?
I will, of course. So, yeah, a few years ago, I suppose I was just in a place in my life where I had achieved what I'd set out to achieve, what I dreamt about as a kid, as a teenager, and that was my version of success. And like my version of success, it just looked like a happy place. And when I got to that place, that just everything was going to be perfect. And through that process of which to me was like business and acquiring abundance that would bring me to the place that I wanted to get to. And when I got to that place, it was a place that I didn't expect to be. And I had to keep seeking more of the same thing to really give me that feeling of joy and happiness that it was just I just had to stay in that cycle of repeating itself. And it wasn't until I realized that actually, this isn't what's making me happy. Everything that I dreamt about is I'm now here, and I'm actually poorer than ever. So it really led me to asking questions, as in, like, why am I feeling this way? Is this really what life is about? Is there must be more to life. Like, there must be more to life than all of the material things, the money, business, success, all that. So that led me on a journey of asking questions, which I also have been to therapy, and therapy just it didn't work for me. There was just something missing. I didn't know what it was at the time, but I just knew it, and it was through that. But it taught me that there was something missing, and then I energetically felt connected to you. There was just something about your words and how you talk and how you express yourself that it just resonated with me, and that led me to reaching out to
Oh, and what was that like? Because
you.
I know, and you can tell the truth, right? Because I always say to people, and I love the way you've explained it, because there are different forms of therapy and support out there for people, and we get what we need from certain different types of therapy, different people, support, and all of that. But I like the way you said there was still something missing for you. What was that missing link for you when you connected with me?
So when I connected with you, it was, I think it was, it, I don't think I know, it was the soul aspect. So traditional therapy is, it's geared towards just the human, aspect where we are born and we die, and it's everything in between. And I know that it has its benefits, and I have no doubt that it works, but it just didn't click for me. And I still felt disconnected, and the methods that they were using, they just weren't working for me. I stopped going after like 6 weeks because I wasn't getting what I felt I needed. And with you then, it was like you were able to talk to me in a way that I had never spoken to anyone before, and it was like you were able to reflect back to me all the questions that I was asking, you know, how everything was happening for me instead of against me, you know, and it was like, ah, okay, so that was for me. And, you know, what can I learn and taking responsibility and, you know, and that just learned me, that led me on a journey of discovery then, you know, going deeper and deeper.
Very good. Yeah, because it's interesting. I think it's lovely to explain that to people because, again, when people think about any kind of therapy or spiritual work or soul aspect work, you know, there's a little bit of fear, they're unsure. But the one thing I did like is, Ryan, that you had lots of questions. And Ryan would message me and say, you know, I'd like to book, I have lots of questions for you. And I would always say, Ryan would be thinking of questions from the minute he left about, oh, I'm going to ask that the next time, or this happened, and I'm going to ask Sharon the next time about that. And I didn't always give you the answers that you wanted, but I made you get curious within yourself about, well, you know, well, maybe you could find the answer to that within yourself. And that's something that you did do, Ryan, and you went looking, but you were trying to make sense of not just your present life, but what had happened in your past and how to create that future self. That's what I liked about you. You were trying to fit everything in place, but also let it flow.
Yeah. And I think also with it is that you give me the space to that I never had before, that I could actually open my mind to more of what I see and feel and hear and touch and smell with my five senses. So it's like you enabled me to connect with my sixth sense that was always there, but was able to give me the power to see that I am so much more, that we are so much more than what goes on here around us, you know. And it was through that process that blew my mind, in a sense. It blew my mind open to seeing that, like, everything is infinite, and that, you know, this is just probably one journey of many that I will have. And it's just been transformational in who I am as a person. It's given me the ability to claim who I am, claim back who I am. And I suppose ultimately bring more love into my life. And, you know, love is what I feel is the most powerful force that we have.
Absolutely, you're so right. And it is hard though when you're in that dark place or you're in that questioning time in your life and things are going wrong, you're not sure who you are. It's very hard to feel that love, you know, that love that for yourself, you know, we might. And, you know, one of the things I like what you said is it sent you on a path of seeking external validation. And if you want to talk a little bit about that, what you were looking for, what when you went out into the world seeking that validation, what is it you were looking for? What did you believe it was, apart from the business and the financial side? What is it you really needed, Ryan?
I think for me, it was to be recognized, because that's what I thought love was, you know. That was my version of love. So I didn't actively go do things specifically for that. I knew doing these things that, or I felt that doing these things was what was needed to be done, and that I knew that recognition would come with them. So like athletics was one thing that I was very good at as a kid growing up. So I fell in love with athletics, you know, because I knew if I won a race that people would be like, well done, you know, and it's like, ah, I feel the love, you know. And it's like you start to identify with the things that are bringing you love, in a sense. And, you know, that's kind of a repeating pattern. Then I did other things. I remember, like, I made fake IDs as a teenager when I was in secondary school. And through the process of making fake IDs, lots of people knew who I was. And they say, oh, Jesus, you know, I'm doing something good for all my friends and peers in school. So it's like, I must be liked, you know. It's just like we allow them things to make us feel good. And in that process, we forget to make ourselves feel good. We forget to love ourselves, you know. And when we lose these things, that's when we lose love with ourselves, you know, because we're disconnected. We're identifying with the things outside of us instead of identifying with the things inside of us, the things that ground us and allow us to feel love with ourselves, you know.
And as you know, I always say to people not to be too hard on themselves, that again, we learn from those around us, whether it's, you know, be intentional or not. And that with the awareness of family, friends, schools, all of those things, you know, they're doing their best. But I think it's a journey that, as most young people will go through in their life, and it's trying to identify who they are or where they fit in. And sometimes I feel within most young people, they don't really fit in anywhere because they're not sure who they are themselves. So they try to fit in with this group and that group and do different things. And there was a sense of that with you, Ryan, that you always felt a little bit different, or you always felt like, you know, even though you had lots of friends and you were doing athletics and all of that, but what was that kind of longing within you, do you think?
I think when I look back at it, it's society, because society, there's this construct that you need to fit in, and it's like, well, I have to be that certain person. I was always gravitating towards the things, like most of us, you know, what is it that's going to help me connect with other things, and really pushing back who we are, you know, like, there's always a part of us inside that wants to express, and when we suppress that because we think that it's not going to be loved, we think that we're going to be rejected, we think that we're going to be judged, you know, we think that we're going to be hated, we think that we're going to be rejected. We don't want to deal with that part because we've created this reality inside our head that, well, if I be that person, then, you know, I'm not going to be loved, and we end up putting that person behind. But that is your challenge. That is for you. Like, that is what your soul wanted, to help you to step into who you are, so that you can claim who you are, so that you can love who you are. And it's through that process that we then start to find our groups. And then we start to actually claim our power and start to love all of who we are.
Absolutely. And again, you explained it lovely. It is a societal view, but again, we're all part of society. And I think when we start, you know, you were saying repressing that side of you that wants to be seen and recognized, that it's your shadow side. We call it that. It's the side that you don't show to anybody else. But we have an awful lot to learn from it. And exactly, your soul is saying that part of you is just as much a part of the light part of you, or the part that you show to everybody else. And the two sides, to be in balance, we must recognize and love both sides of it. And then we can be true to ourselves and to everybody else. Do you feel that you are now recognizing that shadow side of yourself more and more, Ryan? Are you accepting of it?
Yeah, so the last few years have been a good journey for me. And it's like, it's been amazing. It's been, you know what? It's had its real dark moments, like real, real dark moments where I'm like, you know, like, fuck's sake, is this really, sorry if I curse, but like, that is how dark it was. And I was just like, is this really what it's about? You know, it's just like, what the hell? Like, why am I in such a dark place in this moment? Like, what has brought me to this moment? And but that's the moment for transformation. You know, you can either allow yourself to continue to go down that tunnel, that dark tunnel, or you can turn around and still see the light and walk towards it. And it's that opportunity to change that part that you really, really, really fear, that person that you're scared to step into. Like, that is your golden opportunity. Like, that is so powerful whenever you're ready and you're re willing to step into that version of you, the one that really scares you. Like, that is where you claim your power. And like, the moments are amazing, you know. But again, to get to that moment, it can be tragic, but that's what comes with it. The tragic moment really allows you to appreciate, you know, the beauty when you step through it.
Lovely. And I suppose there's many people listening and they may be in that dark place, Ryan, and they don't see any light and they may not have the courage to accept who they are, you know. So if you had to give them a little bit of advice or support right now, just as they're listening, what would you say to them?
That moment is your soul speaking to you. That is your golden opportunity. It, your higher self is trying to, it's giving you a nudge to change, because the way that you're doing the path that you're walking at the moment, it isn't serving you, and you're now at a crossroads where you can continue to go down that path, or you have an opportunity to turn and walk a new path, which is a brighter, a more lush, green path, you know, where you can continue to walk into the light. And it may be daunting at first, but when you take that first step, that which is the hardest part, like when you're willing to take that first step because you know it's right for you, that's when everything changes. It's just making that choice and taking that step. And like, I would encourage everyone, if anyone's listening to who's in that moment, to trust, because that's what your higher self wants, and it really wants you to transform and transcend who you are right now.
Very good. So do you think, even contacting me those years ago, that was a first step for you in changing your direction?
Sorry, can you repeat that, Jared?
Yes. So a few years ago when you contacted me, do you think that for you was a turning point in you, and not just about contacting me, but about stepping forward and owning your own truth?
For sure, because there were times where I would have suicidal thoughts. Like, I actually had them thoughts, and I'm sure a lot of us have them, but like, to have them thoughts and like, well, I have a choice. I can either help myself, or I can, you know, I can leave. And, you know, I felt that it was better to go help myself. So, but it really took me to that place in my life, like such a dark space, to really go and get help. But I didn't know how to get help. Like, it wasn't something that someone ever said to me, you know. I knew that there was something out there. I knew there was somebody out there that would be able to share their experience with me and at least guide me along the right path, you know. So, yeah.
Well done on taking that first step. And I always said it, Ryan, you know, it was when it wasn't about sharing your truths with me as such. It was sharing them out loud and saying them out loud for yourself to another person was a huge changing point energetically for you on a soul level that just took you on amazing paths after that, you know. I always say you were the one that had the courage to step forward. You had that courage inside of you all along, Ryan, didn't you?
Yep, as we all do.
Yes, we all do. So you went on an amazing journey, and we're not going to talk about all of it because I'll explain why in a minute, but you went on an amazing journey in the last few months. Do you want to tell our listeners what that journey was, explain what it is? You don't, not just a brief description, and where it was and how long you did it for.
Yes, so I went traveling for 3 months, and on the journey, I was in the Americas, so North, Central, and South America, and I went to Peru. I went to a retreat. So, and I initially went for 10 days. I had intended to do longer, and but there was only 10 days available. So the retreat itself it's in the jungle, in the Amazon jungle. It's done in silence. The only talking that you do is when you share your intention at every ceremony, which was every second night. And that was it. So after, you would drink the medicine, the shaman would sing for the evening. And then the next day you would go back to your own hut, which they call the tambu, which was isolated in the jungle. And it was just a hut with leaves for a roof, four bamboos. And then it would have been covered with a mesh around. So you were just surrounded by nature. There was no technology, no toilet. The only toilet was beside the temple, which was like nearly a 10-minute walk away. You just had a little basin if you needed to go, or you could walk there. As I say, no electricity, just your pen, paper, if you had a drawing pad, I had crayons, a headlamp, and the voices inside your head. So like, it was really about going inside of you, for the whole time. So I ended up doing that for 40 days, which was an amazing experience. Very challenging to, no, I wouldn't say the silence was that challenging. Well, it was an interesting because I was able to find my way through the silence. I noticed, like, I journaled a lot, journaled every day. I did my own art, which is something I really enjoyed. And I was very creative too. Like, that medicine, it's phenomenal. It's amazing. Like, really, really is. I would recommend it to anyone who's going through any emotional, mental, physical, or spiritual channels, you know, or challenges. It really can help, you know. And I asked, because there was 16 ceremonies over the 40 days, there was 4 ceremonies every day. I was able to explore different intentions, you know, and I got answers every time, and I got what I needed. And very powerful, you know, very, very powerful.
Yeah, so the reason I said I didn't get Ryan to tell it all, because he tells a lot of his journey in his new podcast, The Infinite Creators, and it's his ayahuasca journey that he explained a little bit about. And Ryan sent it to me after he had published it, and I listened to it over kind of two days, I think, in between clients. And each time I went back to it, it was like being on the journey with you. You know, I could imagine you there and going through that, and even the challenges and the dark times. And one of the interesting things I found was everything was interesting about it. But what I thought was really interesting, it was like facing those demons within you, you know, and it's the demons. I always say it's the demons we create within ourselves, you know, from our fear and all of those other things. But in, I suppose, any kind of dark time or during your retreat, those demons seem so real, don't they, Ryan?
They do. They do. Because you feel them, you know. Yeah. So just because they're not physical, like for me, existence is about feeling. So whether you see it or not, or whether you imagine it, it's how you feel. And like when you have them moments of them demons that are within you, like you feel that, you know, but them demons are also there for you to overcome, you know, and then to bring more love in. So they are powerful, you know. Our darkness is so, so powerful. We could use that to really propel ourselves forward into the light.
Yeah. So the ayahuasca journey was something that you had wanted to do. And as you said, you went on the journey hoping to stay for the full 40 days. It was only going to be short. And then you were meant to do it because the opportunity came. So that part I loved as well, was trusting that I'm going to go. If it's only for the 10 days, well, that's okay. But if there is an opportunity, I am willing to be there as well. So it was your willingness, Ryan, which also sent out that beautiful energy. And I think, you know, that was even to be reminded as listening to your episode, was people sometimes don't have the willingness to change or the willingness to face their own darkness. You know, that, like you said, you went to different forms of other things to support you, and it didn't open up what you needed to be open up inside you. But I think sometimes that only happens, Ryan, when you are ready. So say when you came back to me, when you came to me a few years ago, it was like stepping stones for you. Do you agree?
100%, yeah.
Yeah. So if I had said to you, you should go on a plant medicine journey immediately the day after you came to me, do you think it would have worked the same as it did now?
Not a hope. Not a hope.
No, why not?
Sorry?
Why would it not have worked then as well as it worked now?
I just wasn't ready. No. I still had to do a lot of work. They weren't even in my awareness, you know, so that's how unaware I was, you know. And the reason they weren't in my awareness was because I wasn't ready.
Yeah, very good. So I love that. And that's another good point for everybody. So people will say, well, why isn't this happening for me? Or, you know, why am I not getting the opportunity to do or to whatever it is? And it's because it's not your time right now. People want everything right now. They want to be fixed and they want to be their perfect self. And again, our perfect self is our most authentic self, but it isn't perfection. It's you know what, we're getting caught up in all of these words. And just as you said, Ryan, it is, you know, that shadow, that dark and light within all of us that we have so much to learn from. And when you sit and you embrace it, even if it causes demons to come roaring at you inside and feeling them, you know in that moment there's something to be really learned about yourself. So what have you learned overall in the past few years, Ryan, about yourself?
How long do you have?
Well, give us maybe three top points, the three things that are really important right now to you, because that may change again over time.
I've learned that love comes from within, and that you can only receive the amount of love from someone else as much as you love yourself. That was really important for me. So like, I now love myself, you know, and I'm not afraid to say that, but some people out there are like, oh, he loves himself or she loves himself. We are supposed to love ourselves. That is what life is about, you know? So like, learning to love myself is so, so powerful, because realizing that, I've realized that I can love absolutely everybody, no matter what they've done, from the best person, the absolute saint, to the absolute sinner, that I have the same love for them, you know, that I can learn to understand that that person who's done such a tragic thing, that the reason they've done that is because they're hurting too. You know, there's something going on within them that they do not understand, and that is the best that they can do. So that has been really powerful for me, because it allows me to see everything from a loving perspective. Number two would probably see myself. Because I was living so much in my head, I now don't live in my head. So I'm not boxed in with this dimension, if you want to call it that. There's a start and there's an end. I just come in one door and I come out the other, and I'm here to learn. You know, my soul is coming here. It's like a school, and I'm going through all these challenges. And every time I overcome a challenge, it's like, okay, overcame that challenge. I'm being given a new one now. Like, I still have challenges, like, and they're fucking hard, you know, but I know that they're for me. I know that they're for me. Like they're probably as hard, if not harder, than ones that I've had before, but that's how I deal with them now. You know, I mean, I'm able to sit with patience, you know, and I'm like, okay, what is this trying to teach me? What am I learning in this moment? You know, and I'm like, what is it reflecting back to me? You know, so that has been like, that's been humongous for me. Number three, so I'd say number three is that we have infinite potential within us. We are so powerful. Like, human beings, we are so, 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 so powerful. But we can keep claiming more of our power the more work we do on ourselves. So the more we are willing to step into our fears and our emotional challenges, they're like blocks. So like, when you get that block out of the way, you've moved through. It's like another level. You're given a new challenge, but it's through that new challenge then that it's like you've been given another gift. You know, it's just like you've been upgraded, you know, and that's what it feels like to me. And ayahuasca was amazing for that. It really showed me more, like, of the human potential, the way I was able to see, the way I was able to feel. Like, that is all within us, even without the medicine, you know, but the medicine can show us. It's like, here's a little bit of what you can do. Here's a little bit of your potential. But it's like taking that, knowing that we have so much. So yeah, like that's one of them as well. So yeah, we have infinite potential in that. Like, humanity is so powerful, you know?
Lovely. And I like that you said that, you know, even without the medicine, that we have that infinite potential inside of us. Because I know we've had one of these conversations, you know, about plant medicine. And I said, well, do you not believe you would have the power to do all of that? And you're going, yes, but I'd like to try it, you know. And I think it's great, you know, for you to go out there and explore and to give yourself, I suppose, the awareness of it. And what experience it is, and under a safe way, because you had a shaman and you had support around you all the time, not just to go off into a wood and take it by yourself, you know, because that can bring up lots of other stuff for you as well. So I love that infinite potential because within all of us, and just as you've said, Ryan, the darkness that we feel, and I think that's where we start our biggest learning journey is when we start to see and feel the darkness within ourselves more and more. And it starts to take over our thoughts and our waking days more and more. But again, we haven't been taught that, as you said, to say, God, this is showing up here big time for me now. There's something to learn from that. What we've been told is that you are not normal if you have those dark days. Isn't that true?
Yes, unfortunately. So yeah. But it's like that's where the generational trauma comes in for me, in a sense that our parents, their parents, and their parents, and their parents, and they don't have these tools. They just never were learned them, you know. But it's we like myself and the people around me, the people listening, like we have the power to change that. Like we have the power to embody them tools and to break the cycle and to, you know, show that no matter who you are and what you've done, that you can be loved for that, you know, and you can be accepted for that. And I think if we can get to that place as a collective across the world, that, you know, humanity will go through a huge shift rather than, like, you know, categorizing people, labeling people, being racist. Like, you know, we are all brothers and sisters, no matter what background you come from. No matter what your sexuality is, whether you're transgender, whether what religion, like we are all brothers and sisters. We all come from the dust. We rise from the dust of the earth, and we all fall as dust to the earth. You know, so like we are no different. It's just the beliefs. So we just have to learn to live and love and appreciate each other's differences, because that is what makes life so beautiful, that we are all unique. You know, so yeah.
Beautiful. And you talk about that in your second episode of your podcast about generational trauma and more in depth and, you know, your relationship with your own family and all of that and your grandfather. And I think that's a huge one for people as well, because people can blame, you know, their parents or grandparents or family members for the hurt that they've been through in their lives. But it's when you look back at what has happened for them that you, as you said there, you have more of an understanding. So what would you feel about your grandfather now, sitting here after going through this huge experience and this knowing?
Oh, that I would give him a hug and tell him I love him, because I am so appreciative of what we have went through together, because without that experience, it wouldn't have shaped the man who I am today, you know? So like that was meant for me. That was meant for you know, I believe that has allowed me to actually ask questions within me and go and share that knowledge that I've gained with others who may be in a similar position, where, you know, maybe their parents ignored them, their grandparents, etc., where they felt, you know, they were isolated. And, you know, so like I just want to share a bit of my journey, and with the goal that others can relate and see that, you know what, they were meant for me, and it's through these challenges that I can transform.
Beautiful. So what's next for Ryan McDade then after this transformational journey, after the last few years of being on your own personal quest to find the real or true you, Ryan? What's next for you?
Well, see, I've kind of been on this journey for a few years, and a podcast has kind of been something that I've, you know, it's been in my awareness, but I really got the encouragement and the push to do it when I was in the jungle. So I'm exploring that. I also care a lot about our health, what we put into our bodies. You know, I think that humanity has kind of lost its way with what we eat. You know, we're very much about processed foods and sugar and all that. Like, so part of me has an interest in that, and I'm, you know, exploring ideas with that. So like I still have the creative side within me to explore in business, but not for the goal of making money. Like I see it as a way of what is the message that I can send out with whatever projects I'm exploring. How can it benefit humanity, and how can it, how just, yeah, how can it make our lives better, you know? So like I was very inspired in the jungle. I got a lot of ideas because it's so much time to think. So I'm just going to take it easy without expectation. For me right now, my main goal is to focus on my podcast and spend time with my son, who's coming up to a year and a half. They're my main two priorities, and with everything else then falling in behind. So that's kind of where I feel. I'm excited in a way because through the journey for the last few years, I suppose I was more connecting with my inner self, and now I felt like I've developed a good relationship with who I am, and now I can go back out to the world and explore, bringing the two together, you know, and see it as art and having fun along the way. Because, you know, I think we lose touch with our inner child as well. Like we get older, we get into these jobs, and life becomes so serious, and you know, we need to do X, Y, Z before we're whatever age, or whatever, we need to be married, and so on, so on, so on. So it's like, whatever I do in life, I'm going to have fun. It's going to be like a kid playing in class again, and it's just art for me, you know. So yeah, that's kind of, and I want to share that with other people, you know. So I'm like, when I go on my journey, I'm like, okay, this is what's happening for me, and I don't have a destination because, just like you, I think time, well, I don't think, for me, it's annoying, time is infinite, and there is no destination. So it's really about enjoying the journey, and there is no end prize. It's just enjoying every step of the way, and that even if it doesn't fruition to the way that I thought it was going to be, that was just part of the journey, and it's taught me X, Y, Z again, and I can go on and continue and love life, you know?
Beautiful. So if your soul wanted to explore another human form, what would you like it to be and where?
That's an interesting question. Someone has never asked me before. I think looking from a soul perspective, I think the first thing that comes to my mind, which seems the most daunting and challenging right now, is probably being a female in Africa, where they're under harsh conditions, and you know, it can be very challenging. You know, it's just like, I feel like if we're here to learn, that would seem like somewhere where I would really, really be challenged and really learn, you know. So like, looking from the soul perspective, that's where I feel I would be really challenged.
And even the fact that you said that, because I knew you were going to say female. So the fact that you said that is that you're aware of the challenges within females, humans living in female form on this earth, and that if you could, you would change that if you were back as a female. But I think that's one of the interesting things is I don't think we need to come back and to be female. Just as you said, I think we just need to have the awareness how other people are dealing with challenges that we don't understand or we've never faced in our lives, but that we can still help in some way. Does that make sense, Ryan?
For sure. And that again is a problem that I see, is that so many people are living in separation, where they think that they're different, or that they're better, or that they own this land. Like a lot of the Irish people, and not just Irish, many countries are like, no, this is our land, we own it. Nobody owns anything. We are just passing through, and we should be so grateful that we have the opportunity to pass through. And like, there's racist people out there who will not welcome in. And one of them is happening right now is like Ukrainian refugees that are coming. Even in my local town, there is people complaining about these people as if they are different people, when they are our brothers and sisters, as if we are better. And like, if you go back in time, there's Irish who left Ireland seeking refuge elsewhere. But suddenly some people now think they're privileged, and that nobody is welcome, and that this is our land, and that they shouldn't be here. You know, this is an opportunity for us to learn to love in new ways, in ways that we haven't before, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, like that annoys me. You know, it definitely challenged me. It's like, where can how can I inspire these people to see a way that they can learn to love again, you know?
And again, you know, when you said it at the start there, you still have challenges, and they may not be big dark challenges inside of you, but just even the awareness of being annoyed by people's beliefs or judgments is again a huge learning thing for you and for many people on the planet, I'm sure. And I think it's part of our human experience, though, Ryan, as well, to feel all the feelings and to feel annoyed or, you know, whatever those words are, by other people, because we're still learning something about ourselves always. So for me, I go, yeah, you know what, it's not that they're wrong and I'm right, or you're right and I'm wrong, or any of those things. I think you're just learning more about yourself. And that as a human race, because we're all the human race, that we're all learning something from it. And even the Ukrainian refugees that are coming into this world are into leaving their home and going into other countries, they're also learning something about themselves. You know, so we wonder why these things happen in the world, but there's always a reason behind it all. There's a reason for every huge worldly challenge and war and atrocity. And soul groups come into this world and they say, we're going to do this together. And the other soul group will say, oh, and we'll be there to help you. But then they all forget because they get amnesia as soon as they come into the human form. So I think through our journey, like your journey, it's awakening to yourself and awakening to that deeper part of love within yourself. That is the awakening. It's not ascending into anything beyond where you are physically. The ascension is waking up to yourself, waking up to love, waking up to the infinite potential you have inside yourself. And I think you're definitely waking up, Ryan.
Yeah. No, I totally resonate with everything you're saying there. And what comes to mind is that, yes, everything is perfect. Everything is as it is. It is meant to be this way. But it's through this challenge, like through the polarity of the light and the dark. It's like existence. Some may call God the universe. I like to call the infinite creator. It's like they create and then they're like, okay, we're together now. Well, maybe we should go further apart. So, and it's through the further apart that we experience separation, darkness, hatred, challenges. And that is an opportunity for us to come back together, you know. And it's just, I feel like it's a constant rebound, you know. So yeah, this is one of them experiences where we are being challenged with separation and going apart to come back together. That's, yeah, that is
at
what
the
is
end
real for me.
We're just all a reflection of light and a reflection of each other at the end of the day, isn't it true?
It is, yeah.
Ryan McDay, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your knowledge and now your wisdom with my listeners. And I ask everyone to go and listen to Ryan's first podcast on his ayahuasca journey. And it's on the Infinite Creators podcast, which is available on all platforms. And you can find Ryan on Instagram at Ryan Halfway, and you can follow him there or connect to him. And if you've any questions on the journey that he's been on, he'll be able to help you. And while you're listening, you'll hear him talking about not just the fabulous things, but the down and dirty, the purging and the, you know, everything else that goes along with it. And seeing if that resonates with you also, because spiritual awakening is not all about light and love and roses and soft music. Sometimes you have to fall down on your ass and hit the dirt running to realize who you are, where you are, and what you want now. We have to stop, don't we, Ryan, before we can go forward?
We do, for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
It's part of the journey.
Absolutely. So thank you everyone for listening, and delighted that Ryan came on and shared. As I said, please do go over and check out his podcast, the Infinite Creators podcast. And Ryan is on Instagram at Ryan Halfway. And I look forward to connecting to you all again soon.